Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion for this Monday morning. And it's the 24th of August. And of course, you know, this happens just every single solitary August where you get into these days and you're just awash in news. There's just so much going on, you can't even keep track of it all.
Every August, huh?
And that's where we come in. We're going to talk about our stories this morning, and we welcome you to join us in that pursuit. Roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. Let me introduce our panel to you. WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Joe. And it was wonderful to see your face on the web at the great SPAC event, this with Joshua Bell and all.
Friday night was the WAMC night at SPAC, and we had a very nice turnout, and it was really nice to see everybody at the, by the way, free ice cream. Just say, not from us, but Stewart's was giving away free ice cream. So, you know, you'd like to think they all came out for us, but I really think
the Stewart's.
Yeah,
keep thinking
the Stewart's. The Stewart's. Yeah. So that was fun, and WAMC's very own because I'll tell you, everybody comes up, and they all say the same thing. Wow, Rosemary really wakes you up, doesn't she? I heard that twice. That was great. I was like, yeah, she does wake me up, actually. Rosemary Mayo is here. She is.
I'm up.
It's like everybody's very public radio, and then Rosemary's just like, wow, I hate that. And people were doing their impressions. It was very cathartic.
That's funny.
Yeah. University of Albany journalism professor and investigative journalist Rosemary Armeo is here, and political consultant Libby Post is here as well. And the one thing about the end of August is people are getting back to our normal schedule, so it's nice to have everybody who's supposed to be here on Monday here. So that's great. Very nice to have you all here. Well, let us begin because the stock market will open in about 17 minutes, and we'll see how things go. But, wow.
We got a pretty good idea.
Not great. Not great news here. And it is the headline that has been going on, I believe, NBC. will this be another Black Monday? Friday, not great day, and of course, what we've already experienced over the last couple of hours across the globe, especially in China, not good news there either. So, basically, as one article in the USA Today says, as if we needed another reason to dread Monday, U.S. stocks are set for a gritty start following their worst week since 2011. U.S. stock futures plunged in pre-market trading Monday as Dow futures sank 2.4%. On Friday alone, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 531 points, or 3.1%, hammered by concerns over stalled Chinese growth and falling oil prices.
Well, let me just start by saying if there were ever any thoughts of my retiring, forget it. And now...
one bad day on Wall Street.
That's either bad news or good news. Well, anyway, no, the great amounts of money are out the window now. And people who are checking their stocks and their other things, look, this could turn out to be a lot more than what we're being comforted with, which is it's just a, quote, correction, a market correction. This is a lot of money. And it's not 1929. We've learned an awful lot since then, but it's also a world which is totally interdependent. So the Chinese, when I talk to the congressman from Groton, I always say, well, why do we need another submarine? And they always say, the Chinese, we got to get it because of the Chinese. It turns out that the Chinese are part of this interdependent economic system, which we have known for a long time. And it is, to quote the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, it is what it is. I mean, a lot of us are taking a shot here.
There's not a whole lot to be done about it. What do you do? Panic and sell off? Then you're not any better off.
That's the worst thing
I mean,
you
it's
can
like
do.
You just kind of, I'm just not going to look at any notices from my company. I'm just not going to look at my stocks at all. I'm just going to close my eyes.
I never do.
Yeah,
I never do.
I
go see them. We go see her once a year, maybe, and she says we're doing okay. Things are going, but I mean, I just can't. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
The choices are so limited.
I heard on the radio the other day that this is actually a good time to buy. So I felt okay because I had forgot to send my contributions in, my weekly contributions. So I just sent them a big check. So
So maybe that
so
will
I'll
help.
Buy low.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what how the U.S. economy responds. It's interesting that the big players in this are the Chinese government and the Federal Reserve.
I know.
Two open, easy-to-read organizations, right? So.
Well, I just find it fascinating that here we have a communist government, right, who's not supposed to believe in any of this stuff, ostensibly bringing down the world economy. It's just very interesting.
I don't know that they're bringing it down. I think they're trying to prevent it from being brought down, and they've been taking a lot of steps. What will the Fed do is my interest. Will they? I can't see
them upping interest rates.
I just can't see it now in light of this. So that it could all turn out okay, and what can you do except hope?
Right. This is one of those things where it's a much higher pay grade than all of us put together.
So let's talk about China. I mean, obviously a huge role here. And
Greece, too, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Greece.
Yeah.
Greece is in the background, but that's just one more added burden onto the world world economy.
Well, it's interesting what you say because, I was in Italy watching the Greek prime minister day after day walking in and walking out and then fading. And now we know that he's called for new elections. But the stock market was reacting at the time to the Greek thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Greek thing is nothing compared
to
the
this.
Chinese
thing. Right.
Well,
this is
because
really,
of the size of the market, but it certainly is not. There are a few hopeful signs, is what I'm talking about.
Well, what's so fascinating is that the Chinese tried to morph from a dictatorship, economic, military, and every other way, into sort of a half-behind, you can't say one word, but half-behind, open society. Now it turns out they thought that if something like this happened, they would intervene easily. They would just throw all kinds of money into it. Today we hear that they're allowing their pension funds for the first time to buy stocks. Can you imagine now if I'm Tom DiNapoli this morning, and I love Tom DiNapoli, I'm taking a couple of Excedrin because, he's always judged by how his portfolio is doing. And believe me, they invest a lot of money in stocks and in different companies.
Right.
That is a lot of money, though, to be putting in. It is true that the Chinese government has a very powerful effect on its stock market, so...
Well, it is, but what I'm saying to you is it's not as manipulatable as maybe they thought it could be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, no, I don't know that ours is. I mean, we take, who knows what the great hand is that...
Yeah, I know. Adam Smith, where are you when we meet?
Who knows what the great hand is that runs everything?
right.
All I know, and I heard it on this station this morning from the Lumberg people who track, what the average price of gas is. The barrel of oil keeps going down and down and down and down, and what we pay at the gas pump is the same. No, it's not. It's
holding steady.
Oh, well, but it
creeped
back. It crept back up.
It was closer
to $2, and now it's closer to $3.
Yeah.
You're right.
And it did. And so one has the feeling we're being had. That's for sure.
Well, yes, that's for sure. It's a scary situation. I mean, I remember 2008, what it was like and how we were all quaking in our boots and how we were able to get through that with good leadership. Now, on the horizon, in 2016, whoever gets elected is going to have to deal with these economic issues, and it needs to be somebody who's thoughtful.
Well, yes, but also the Republicans may turn out to be lucky.
Yes.
I hate to say that.
Right. I know it's true because they'll say, you see, it's because of Obama that the market tanked.
Well, and if things got better, Obama would get the credit. Let's be fair about this.
But still,
that's what we have.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we will go to your letters and we'll take a couple of other topics before our news break at the bottom of the hour. We welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Harrington's Lumber, Millwork, and Building Supplies, offering kitchen design, countertop fabrication, and crystal keyline cabinetry with dovetail drawer construction. We share your passion, harringtons.com. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole-grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings, henyonbakery.com. And from Mother Earth Storehouse, a Hudson Valley natural food market and vitamin center with locations locations in Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and Saugerties, serving the community since 1978. MotherEarthStorehouse.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us, and we welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. I want to get into some political stuff, but let us talk about the, before we do that, we'll do that at the break, after the break. And instead, we'll, before that, we'll talk about the story about the attack in, on the train going from, Amsterdam to Paris, and the three servicemen who were Americans who were on the train who stopped that that attack. It was about an hour away from Paris, and a French passenger got up from his seat to use the bathroom at the back of the carriage. Suddenly, in front of him, there was a guy with an AK-47. The passenger threw himself on the man. The gun went off once, twice, several times. Glass shattered. A bullet hit a passenger. And then there were these three guys. They were middle school buddies, all middle school friends, who went on a were going on a trip through Europe because that's what you do when you're 22 years old.
Well, they were also, they were also all in the army.
Right? Yeah, and they were two of them are two of the three. Yeah, and they go out and they take care of the situation.
They certainly did.
And it is they are being honored, obviously, in France for their great heroism. The
president called them, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spencer Stone, Alex Skarlatos, and Anthony Sadler. And Spencer Stone was the one who originally went after, first went after the guy, and who was injured. And then the other two provided very effective backup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy ended up hogtied and in the aisle. But Joe, talk about why you picked this story, because I think that's really an interesting aspect.
I love this story because
you and everybody else.
I love this story because it was taken care of without guns.
Right.
I love the story because it's not a story about, because so often we hear that, well, if you arm, you wouldn't have this situation at the movie theater if everyone in that theater had guns. And what I love about this story is you have three very brave guys who took matters into their own hands and were able to take care of the situation without a gun.
And who said, the reason we did it is that we knew we had a choice. We could do it or we could sit back and get killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I like that.
And that's why we're doing it. But it is a story that everybody around the world really loves, because we are so on the defensive from madmen who walk into places with bombs on their backs, and it's cowards and terrible people. And here are these three guys just do it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it was. It was a great story. I also love the defense of the bad guy. His lawyer says, no, he wasn't a terrorist. He just wanted to rob everybody on the train.
Yeah, sure.
He wasn't going to kill anybody.
Oh,
he was just
okay
gonna,
then. Okay.
You know, thankfully.
But meanwhile, on three terrorism watch lists.
Right. Yes.
And
of course.
So there were concerns over this guy, which I believe was your point at the break, is then how did he get on the train in the first place?
Right. And thankfully, he was an incompetent terrorist because his guns didn't work. He didn't know how to load the magazines. He didn't know what he was doing. And he had a knife, which is what Spencer Stone really got hurt with. He almost took his thumb off.
He did take his thumb off. They reattached it.
Did they? Because I had just read that it was severely severed.
Quote, reattached.
Okay, but the bad thing is, watch for now a TSA type of structure set up at Amtrak. You remember?
I don't care.
Another incompetent.
I don't care.
You don't, because you don't care about civil rights. I do.
I do
but
care
now
about civil rights.
Another,
I care about breathing
blah,
first.
Blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another, like TSA has prevented this stuff. And another incompetent terrorist well, was you don't Robert wait Reed a with second. The shoe guy.
We don't
and
know what
he never
he
set off
right.
anything, and since then, yeah, we
no,
don't
no,
know.
No,
yes,
we
isn't
don't
that convenient,
know.
Libby?
We don't know.
No.
We don't know.
Libby's right,
Rosemary. What TSA has
You're
or
wrong.
Hasn't been able to make sure it doesn't happen or stop from happening.
I would rather be hurt than go through what they don't. Travel
Are you
is
kidding?
Horrible. Yes,
what?
I think
that is crazy.
Our security is ineffective and it's crap. And look at Israel, which has a bigger security problem than we do. You do not go through the same stuff. We just like have this reaction. Oh, whatever it takes.
Oh,
whatever it takes. Oh. No.
Okay, so you'd rather have guys walking around the airport with AK-47s and in uniform? Because
no,
that's
no,
what
as opposed to
no,
what
no,
we
the
have.
The Israelis profile. Don't kid yourself. The
yeah.
Israelis profile.
Of course they do.
And
okay,
that is
so good.
And then
well,
they
works.
Take care of
it. Works. If you're going to give up your civil liberties, if you're giving up civil liberties, do it for a system that works. TSA not only is intrusive and horrifying, it is ineffective, as proven by their own tests. Now I'll shut up and you can pile on.
Okay, I'll pile on.
Go ahead.
You say that it's okay if the Israelis profile, but when you stop while black or stop while driving or stop while black and walking.
That's different. That's not
no,
in an
that's
airport.
No, profiling. That is profiling. Don't you get it?
It's
Don't
profiling in inside, domestically. In an airport, when you're trying to stop terrorists going across borders, of course I believe in profiling.
You think the TSA doesn't profile people?
Not well.
Well, now, that, by the way, that's a very good point, Libby. I want you to say to you, I want to compliment you this morning, Libby. You're the voice of reason.
Oh, thank you so much, dear.
Oh, my God.
Rosemary is, Roselle always says
just
to
give
me,
up all your rights, sure.
No,
go, whatever,
no,
make me safe. Oh, and
one
vote for
time.
Donald Trump, because he'll make you very safe,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, let me
no,
ask this question.
Rosemary, that's not the point. The point is, you travel like you don't like the inconvenience, okay? Wait. Every place I go, from the Capitol to wherever, if when I get on the plane, I have to be wanded. I have to be searched because I have titanium knee. And I'm like, okay, no problem, because I'd rather not get shot at, or I'd not rather not get blown up in a plane. So I feel like
from your
so
titanium
what?
Knee, you're
no,
going to
no,
get
no,
shot at.
No,
don't
but,
see the connection.
No, the connection is that I have to put up with this every single time I go through a metal detector, and I'm like, I don't find it to be intrusive, or
nor do I, but my wife does.
Yeah, I have a friend who had a breast cancer and had a mastectomy, and she gets it's not wanted, it's inspected every
down.
Time she goes. It's horrible, and she hates it.
Rosemary, you're just wrong.
I get
all right,
Alan.
Down.
I'm gonna just
ding,
ugh.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop for this round. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll buzzer
okay,
in,
bye.
And we can continue the conversation right where it left off,
right. Ding, ding,
fueled
ding, ding,
by
ding.
The many letters that we
right.
have, and I'm guessing many, many more in the next few minutes. we'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to the roundtable.
Actually, it's an oblong table.
Yeah, what do they call those, the guys the in the corners? During a boxing match,
trainers.
Wait, no, the
seconds.
The guy.
Seconds.
The guy who holds
the seconds?
Spit.
Spit.
So.
Spit bucket.
No, there's like the corner guy.
Yeah, the corner
man.
Burgess
you know,
Meredith.
Yeah, right. Burgess Meredith. That's yeah. right. That's what they call them. They call them Burgess Meredith. That's sort of how I feel like. It's basically Libby and I during the break.
I'm putting
right.
my mouthpiece
yeah.
back in.
Yeah,
right
that's right.
Now.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Okay. Welcome back to our discussion. As I mentioned going into break, not surprisingly, we have some letters, and we'll go to those letters, and we'll probably even be able to forward the conversation a little bit in the process.
Well, we have a lot of letters. Now, I want instructions because I get criticized. Should I read fast? Should I read slow? Some of them have broken the rules by writing too much.
Well, if they've broken the rules, then
read
then,
the first sentence.
Yeah,
okay.
And get the gist.
And then I get the letter, Joe. At the as soon as I get off here, how dare you not read my whole letter?
Well, we can. You
okay,
know.
Here we go.
We're in charge.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Rosemary says, Luke, you're right. Keep fighting the good fight. We must value our rights. Privacy is one of them, and it's frightening how quickly people wish to give it up, and that's from Luke. Okay, Luke, thank you for that. Okay, and Rosemary, keep strong, says John. Civil rights should remain the first priority, especially since oppressive measures have proven ineffective at protecting us. Thanks, John. Okay, anybody wants to answer any of this during this time?
No, keep going. I love this.
Rosemary surprises, says John, a different John, I think, everyone by not saying that the heroes are not heroes, but still manages to find a way to go off the rails. Her most encouraging words this morning were, "I'm leaving."
Okay, I didn't like that one.
And John, a different John, I hope. No, wait a second here. Joel says, "I'm proud to be Rosemary's cut man."
Cut man, that's it. Cut man.
Right,
all right.
Go get them.
Yeah.
All right.
God, I hope these aren't all from the same John. That would be terrible. I'd be breaking.
No, they're some. No, they're
got
all
around the system. Yeah.
John
good.
Is a common name.
Yeah, well, it is. It is that. If he is from a John. Dear Roundtable, it's hard to believe the difference between this drummer's informative, intelligent, fast-moving conversation that informs me about world and local events. Rosemary's beginning to make me think I don't want to listen anymore. It's no way to start the day listening to her combative arguments for argument's sake. Her yelling is very grating. Thanks, Joe, for ringing the bell on the last round, Libby for being sensible, and Alan for saying no. You're losing two fans here in Stone Ridge. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll
cut
be,
it out.
We'll be back.
Yeah,
ding,
yeah,
ding,
they'll
ding,
be
ding,
here.
Ding.
They're good people. And let's see here. John says... John,
I think
they're all John.
That's a quote.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that. No, we can't do quotes. We don't do quotes, and we don't do things.
Links.
Yeah, we don't do that. Okay, and then Carl, I'm in complete agreement with Rosemary on security. There's a great danger to supporting so-called security in the name of greater safety. Slippery slope here. That's all of that I'm going to read. Thank you very much. Let's see. And I'm waiting to see Rosemary haul off and belt Alan in one of the breaks. I just hope you guys are recording. And that's from our good friend Tom, who's always ready with a quip. There we go. And let's see. And then there's David. Israel has the best security in the world. And by the way, Muslims do go into Ben Gurion Airport and they get screened. Even as a Jew, you get screened in question. Look at the neighborhood. Whatever. Michael says, everyone around the world loves the story, Alan, except ISIS.
That was the story of the three guys on the train.
Okay. Okay. And John says, no, this is the same John. No, come on. One John per period.
You're going to be... accused of discriminating against people whose names are John.
No. But if the last name is the same.
Yeah.
It's one letter per customer.
Just look at the email.
Okay, that's
this reminds
what
me of the Tree Girls in Brooklyn. You remember that movie? And yeah. Sissy, the sister, had so many boyfriends they couldn't keep track of them, so they called them all Bob.
That's what we're doing. Yeah,
I'll just call you Bob. Okay.
Okay. And Tony says, I travel internationally more than Rosemary, probably more than Rosemary, and I agree with her. It's T-O-N-Y. So that would be man,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see here. And a lot of people wrote saying, you know, if there were no guns, we'd be in a lot better shape. And here somebody said, did I seriously hear, it's the same John. Did I seriously hear several of you suggest closing your eyes and hiding your heads in the sand when it comes to your retirement portfolio? So many people trust you for advice that is definitely not something to say lightly. That's what two of them said.
Yeah.
Not me. I watch every morning. I go to my app and I look and see what they're doing to me.
You're a good man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to
make... He's a nervous man.
And then somebody whose name is indecipherable says, yay, Rosemary.
It must be Rosemary who sent that.
And like that. I think that's... Oh, and Jurley says, can anyone explain how and why the stock market is so interlaced with the economy? Do most people have stocks? A lot of people have stocks. Everybody has retirement or pension funds or...
Yeah, we did that one. Yeah. Before. That was a...
We did that?
Yes.
I said that? I said in the break.
We did it in a break.
I said it in the break. I don't say
that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Okay. Your apologies are accepted. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Let us, are you all good on that? Are we done? Did we have that out of our system?
We're really good now, yes.
Okay. All right.
I won't
yell. Cathartic.
I'm a little calm.
Emptied.
Let me, let's now go to the politics of today. What?
Also no good news.
What? So Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are huddling amid 2016 speculation. Excuse me. Vice President Biden had a meeting with Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, and the rising liberal star, who declined to endorse a candidate for the 2016 presidential race. And an impromptu meeting that came as speculation mounted over Biden's own potential candidacy, according to a report. Reports also out over the weekend that, and I heard this on several of the Sunday news shows, that there was some talk that this announcement would be coming in the fall. And now there's talk that this may come sooner rather than later if Biden decides to jump in. So what do we make of this?
It seems that the deadline has to be around October 1st. That's right. When the first debate is. He's got to line up. Actually, it won't be new donors, most likely. It'll be people who are donating to Hillary that will move over to him. So I do think it's going to come. That is the fall, October, isn't it? By then, I think we'll know. And I hope he doesn't.
Why?
I'm a Hillary supporter. I still want her in there, and I hate to see her being punched out by something so, I don't want to say trivial, but small as email. I don't think that's a knockout punch. But shouldn't be.
But if people are looking for another, in a democratic process where people are looking for another voice, and in a primary where you have Bernie Sanders and you have O'Malley and you have others, isn't that good for the process?
Isn't it better when you're trying to elect a Democratic president that you decide on the front runner fast and begin supporting and start knocking Republicans? You still have the debate going on issues that way.
I agree with Rosemary.
Oh, yay! Okay. I'll let you speak now.
Okay, thank you so much. I agree with Rosemary. I think that the email stuff is a manufactured scandal, much like Benghazi, much like everything else that they've
like
tried.
Like Whitewater. This has gone on years ago.
Yeah, right. This is the same stuff. Not that there's a vast right-wing conspiracy, but one wonders.
But Libby, you did not have the Justice Department of the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, investigating Benghazi. You sure as heck are having that now. And with a professional prosecutor, this could go south for Hillary.
I don't doubt that it could go south, but I still think that this is a manufactured situation that the Justice Department and the FBI has to look like it's taking it seriously so it doesn't look like it's biased.
Correct.
Towards her and biased towards the Democratic Party.
Benghazi had the U.S. Congress investigating.
And we had Congress, which is not as you know, but...
But they did appoint,
right,
they did appoint
a special prosecutor.
Right, he was a prosecutor, and what did he find?
Nothing.
Nothing there.
There was no there. This is about the future of the country. This is about the Supreme Court.
Yep.
This is about women's reproductive freedom.
Yep.
This is about some very basic issues that will be affecting people's lives for decades to come, and we cannot let this country go back to where we were. We cannot let a Republican, you know, ideologue become president and dismantle everything we've done in the last 8 years.
I still think, okay, I mean, I understand that point, but you still have democracy, and people are going to vote for the candidate of their choice. And so my question, going back to Joe Biden or any other, or even Elizabeth Warren for that matter, of jumping into the race, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah. Nature abhors a vacuum. It's whether it's a good thing or a bad thing doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is that Hillary has some vulnerabilities here, and there are people who are taking advantage of those vulnerabilities. We know Joe Biden has always wanted to be president. He's certainly run enough times. Mm-hmm. And we had this poignant story about the son telling him to go for it, you know, and to do that, much like the hockey players. You know, after we beat the Russians, it's poignant. And Joe's right; it doesn't matter whether you like it or you don't like it. It's just what's going to happen as this happens. Now, there are people who think Hillary has played the email scandal very badly and has not done what she needed to do, although I don't know what she needed to do.
Get it all out, get it over with, air it. She made jokes about it. She ignored it for a while. She didn't attack the beginning story in the New York Times, which was an extremely flawed story. She has handled it badly, but it just isn't enough to knock you out. And as for anybody running who wants to, because that's Democratic, we're seeing that in the Republican side. It's kind of a circus.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Clown car.
All right. Okay, so there's that political story. Let's take a break, and then we'll get to other political stories and letters and all that other good stuff. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Mark Lawson Antiques, Saratoga Springs and Colony, New York. Purchasing jewelry and diamonds, coin collections, silver, antiques, fine art, and estates. MarkLawson.com. Green Conscience Home and Garden, Saratoga Springs, New York. A green design showroom dedicated to healthy interiors with non-toxic flooring, wall finishes, beds, and more. Green-conscience.com. And from Pioneer Post and Beam, designing and erecting customized timber frame barns, artist studios, sheds, carriage houses, and garages. A non-kit post and beam builder serving the Pioneer Valley, Berkshires, and New England. PioneerPostandBeam.com.
Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Libby Post joining us. We welcome your letters as well. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. So then we have the Scott Walker story. Scott Walker is up for another view, yet another stance on citizenship and birthright citizenship. He appears to have yet again shifted his stance on allowing the children of illegal immigrants to automatically gain U.S. citizenship. In an interview on This Week on ABC on Sunday morning, Walker said he does not want to alter the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which states that all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. Nearly a week ago, Walker said he wants to end birthright citizenship, and he would not say whether he agrees with the 14th Amendment. So this is a guy who is not doing well in the polls, who is throwing whatever he can against the wall.
He really thought he was going to make it, by the way.
He
really
thought he had a shot. Thought he was going to make it, that he was going to come up.
Anti-labor union.
Right. Yeah. Anti-college. He's got my vote for first guy who drops out. I'd really like to see that. He has bad hair, worse than Trump.
I think Christie is going to be dropping out soon. And Rand
really?
Paul.
Well, all I know is there used to be a governor of New Jersey when I worked at Rutgers named Hughes. And they used to call him Two Bucket Hughes because it was as if he was always walking around with a bucket on either shoulder trying to balance it out. And that's what you think of with Walker.
It's also very clear that he has no clue about the Constitution and he has no clue about foreign policy.
Well, see, I'm not so sure you're right. I think he knows that you can't pass constitutional amendments easily in this country. And so I think he wants to play the part of the somber, non-Trumpian guy who says, look, this is ridiculous, that isn't going to happen, and let's move on. Let's move on from there. That's my guess.
And yet he is still following up on Trump and obviously taking his lead.
Has to.
Which everybody feels that they has to. That they have to now. And speaking of Donald Trump, what would a Monday be without a Donald Trump story? The one, Rosemary and I were talking about this before we went on the air today, and I found the story fascinating, and that is the beating in Boston, which has been one of the attackers who beat a homeless man with a pipe, which is just an awful story.
A Hispanic homeless man,
said that he, a Hispanic homeless man who said he was... he believed, he agreed with Donald Trump. Originally, when Donald Trump was given this news, he did not know of it and said that he felt that sounded like an awful story. And then after he had heard about the story, came out and he said, well, my people are very passionate about the issues, and they're very passionate about what they do. See. And did not distance himself from the violent act, which was done in Boston.
You see, this goes back to the 1930s in Germany. Uh-huh. That's where it goes. And it's okay.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Right.
My people are passionate about this.
Yeah.
And since I'm capitalizing on this, it's okay.
Yeah, we know he's not this kind of person, but if he were a fair and good man, he would have said, I distance myself from this. It's horrible. This is not what I'm talking about. Instead, he embraced it. He praised them.
And,
it's awful.
You know, more of this, and he'll be, I mean, I don't know, more of this, will he be out of the race? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because
there are
so many people who are like saying, yeah, that's the right thing to do. We got to get rid of all these people. So I'm not sure.
I heard a comment. This is just off the track a little bit, but I heard a comment over the weekend. I was watching C-SPAN because that Road to the White House thing is the best thing ever. And there was a comment there where somebody said, "You know what? I just think it's great for democracy. I think it's great for politics that you have 30,000 people showing up to see somebody, or you have 25,000 people showing up to see Bernie Sanders, or you have however many thousands of people showing up to see somebody in a stadium." And I don't know how I feel about that.
Did you ever see the pictures of Nuremberg?
Mm. Yeah.
How many people showed up?
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's really mass hysteria.
Well, you know, I mean,
I think it's good, but I don't know that they're active
Alan,
participants.
Alan, I
in
think you
process.
Made a comment this morning on one of the shows that was really relevant to this, which is that most people don't know or take the time to understand the nuances of politics. So what does it mean that 30,000 people are going to a stadium? They're going there to cheer stupid, you know, surface comments. And to have fun, not to think about the future of their country.
Well, I'm not sure. See, this is where we're going to get into trouble, because I would subscribe to what you're saying when it's about Trump. Mm-hmm. I would not when it comes to Bernie, because Bernie is a different kind of cat. He has thought all of this through. He's looked at the banks. He's looked at the way in which the American worker is getting screwed, and has over and over again done his homework. However, there is a similarity, and I mm-hmm. said so this morning, mm-hmm. and that is, people like shorthand, and they say, Bernie is for the working man. Go, mm-hmm. Bernie. 30,000 people show up. Trump says, get rid of those immigrants, mm-hmm. and 30,000 people show up. How many people really understand anything about the nuances and the ebb and flow of politics and the rest of it? Very few.
It's the KISS principle.
Yeah.
Keep
oh, wow.
it simple.
The stock right. market, by the way, the
down.
Headline is way down.
Yeah, down.
$690.57 right now, but... Wow.
Yeah, 15,000.
NASDAQ down to 244. Yeah. So,
how'd you like to be somebody's financial advisor this morning?
Yeah, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah, they're under the beds.
Now what? Now what, we ask.
You wait it out. That's all you can do.
Yeah, but depends on where you are in the game, right?
Yeah.
No, it depends where you are in the game.
Yeah, sure, right. But
it's so smart of you.
All right, let's go to, while we're talking about gambling, and I mean the stock market, let's talk about another form.
and which kind would that be?
American Pharoah is coming to Saratoga. This is the, I find the story to be interesting on a number of different fronts. There was a sort of cat and mouse game going on between the trainer, the owner, Naira, so forth, and then they sold the tickets, and then they sold out, and all under the idea that the horse would be coming. So the horse is finally coming, and now they're making
want to see him.
It's cool, right?
Yes.
So that's cool. It's a great thing for the city. What also I find interesting is that Naira is now putting out these statements like, Saratoga sold out. Don't come to Saratoga. I'm just wondering how Saratoga feels about business. Saratoga businesses being told people being told
Turn
not to come.
Away.
To the city.
Yeah.
how are they feeling about that?
Well, but all the people who did buy the tickets will be in Saratoga. It's not as if nobody.
Yeah, but they're
going to
be at one
Saratoga.
Place, and Saratoga is a fairly big city. They can still go downtown. They can still go to a restaurant. They can still go.
Over.
You know, that's the thing.
Over.
But you're telling people not to come to the city. It seems a little.
Yeah.
Well,
I find that odd.
But there's also, I would think there's also a breaking point in how many people they can handle.
I think they know that point. Yeah. You know, I think that's what they're going to do. And I think, and I wouldn't be surprised if a few more tickets go on sale, but maybe not.
Well, if you have an in on this, can you let me know? I really would like
I will,
to do
I'll
this.
Certainly let you know.
But can they handle more people at the track? They've sold 50,000 tickets. That's the question. Can they handle more people at the track? Is it going to become, I mean, there
are... Are you worried about security?
Yes, but the,
it's a good
the
reason
other
to
part
stay
of
away.
Is there enough space for more than 50,000 people to be at the track that day? Where are
well,
they going to put them
all? I don't know anything about
okay,
this, but what I am saying is there are other opportunities. I am a huge opponent of putting people in the middle. That is one option.
Right.
You could also put them on the backstretch and put them on the other side,
right,
which is an option. So, you know, if you look at the track as a big, yeah, you know, round table,
right, actually,
they're only on one side, right?
Oh, this is
right.
So
that's
there are
true.
Other options, and I just, you know, I don't know if they have the ability to do.
Well, won't you just get a press pass?
Well, I feel
not about me. I'm talking about just people in general.
Well, what's the point of having this horse rock star? I mean, one in 30 years comes along, bringing him to Saratoga, and then cutting off who sees him. It's very
elitist.
Well,
I feel bad for the horse.
Why? The horse has a storied life.
Those horses, they have legs that can bust and stuff like that, and I worry about that. And
not this horse. Yes, I understand the arguments for many animal rights against
all the
racers.
There's been a number
but
of the
not
horses
this horse.
That have been
and
not
remember
it's
that
worth
they,
too much money.
Remember that they get about as much money from that horse siring a colt, I think, than they do for bringing him to Saratoga. I may be wrong about that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
That's why it's special that they are
work.
Letting the horse race.
What'd you say?
That's easier work.
Which is the race or the other thing?
The other
having
thing.
Having babies.
Oh. Okay.
I mean,
this is biology. We'll tell you about it later.
Really? Yeah. I've always wondered about that.
we'll talk a little bit more on it Friday when the picture clears up as to who's running and what happens. But I think it'll be an interesting week. And obviously, I think it's great for the city. I think it's great for the region.
Yeah it is.
We'll see what happens. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us. We love having you, and we love having your letters. Roundtable@wamc.org. Roundtable@wamc.org. Rosemary Armeo, thank you for your spirited conversation. Alan,
she's our American pharaoh.
For me. And Libby, thank you. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. And Alan, thank you. We'll be back with more Roundtable right after this.